Hey everyone, Alvin Washington from the Afternoon Locker Room, and time again for another ALR Express rant. This one brought to you by your great friends at Allstate Insurance of LaPorte County. About 9:30 a.m. Chicago time this morning, got the alert that Deflategate is finally over, at least for now. AP and NBC5 Chicago reporting that Tom Brady's four-game suspension handed down by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell for his role in deflating footballs around the AFC Championship game has been since struck down by a judge in New York. I don't think this is the end of this. However, even if Roger Goodell does appeal, that four-game suspension is done, like kaput. Now, will there be a suspension later on in the year? Who knows? Depending on what the next step in this craziness is. But at least we know for now, after some 7 months, after the Patriots just absolutely put a mud hole stomping on Indianapolis in the AFC Championship, at least there's some kind of closure, at least for Patriots fans. Everybody else? Oh, you know they're going to chew this up, spit this out, and chew it up again because they some mad ham biscuits. Me? I look at this and I'm like, okay. I can look at it one of two ways. Either A, the rich getting richer again, in this case, Tom Brady. Or I can look at it this way. Tom Brady gets his suspension rescinded for deflated footballs, but everybody else that does something else, nah, those have to stay. But then again, these are deflated footballs we're talking about here. It's not like Greg Hardy smacking somebody around like he ain't got no good sense, and then actually getting that conviction overturned because of the state he was in. Which I have to applaud him for, because at least he understood the opportunity to at least have that part of his life in order. His NFL life, I don't know. He still has a suspension for that. A reduced suspension, but still a suspension. Adrian Peterson was just trying to be a dad. Got his whole season taken away from him for just being a dad. You don't suppose if the kid who he whacked with a switch last season was about as dark as him, are we talking about this at this point? You have to wonder. I mean, dude was light bright. I'm not making this up. We had the pictures on there with the welt marks. Dude, light right to the mug. But are we really talking about this if he was just about a few shades darker? Just asking. You know. You can marinate all you want, but Tom Brady. Boy, I tell you, just when you think you got him in a corner, and somehow he seems to pull out that fourth quarter magic again. Wow. Oh, man. Yeah, I think there's a statue in Canton waiting on him the moment he calls it quits. Because if he got out of this thing against the NFL, you could pretty much say Tom Brady is a Uber Hall of Famer, and they just might waive the 5-year waiting period just because of this craziness. I don't know. I mean, Wayne Gretzky didn't have to go through this convolution, and then, I mean, they immediately got him in like, yo, we retiring this 99. No, you going in right now. But let's look at the unintended consequences of this real quick. As I'm dropping this ALR Express rant on you via our great friends at Allstate Insurance of LaPorte County. Let's just say the new quarterback in Buffalo does the same thing. Although I'm quite sure I've not seen neither him nor Michael Vick or Donovan McNabb or the like, or even Jameis Winston, do something to this regard in this complex of a fashion. But just for conversation's sake, let's say the new guy who just got named quarterback in Buffalo did this, or Jameis Winston did this. I just have this strange feeling. We're not talking 4 games. Given the track record of Roger Goodell, we're not talking 4 games. Well, I know you're asking, well, why you say it like that? Well, Riley Cooper said racial epithets, and all he got was diversity training. Adrian Peterson was just being a dad. He had his whole season taken away from him. Oh, did I mention there's not a single majority owner in the NFL that's black? No, don't count the Williams sisters. They're just limited partners. I'm talking about somebody that owns an NFL franchise with at least 50.1%. Not one of them is black. Nope, sorry, you can't count the guy in Jacksonville. He's definitely not black. Just think about that. Are we even this far into the litigation if Jameis Winston or Michael Vick or, I believe his young man's name is Tyrod Tipton up in Buffalo, the new quarterback for Buffalo, or anybody of that ilk? Are we even this deep into the litigation? I'm not sure. But the makeup of the ownership is pretty telling as to how things have gone over these last few seasons that Roger Goodell has been at the helm of the NFL. I mean, for someone to be making $44 million a year running a league that by leaps and bounds has exploded past baseball as America's pastime. Yeah, I see why Roger Goodell wants to protect the shield at all costs. Even if it meant going after one of its prime faces. Just to show folk, nobody is exempt from the law of the NFL. Apparently, a judge in New York says, nah, I think you went a little too far this time. But is this the end of Deflategate? Who knows? I just get this strange feeling there's going to be some really uneven-handed justice on a few more things down the road. But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. ALR Express Rant, presented by Allstate Insurance on the Arena Sports Network.